Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Steve McKee is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend, soon-to-be old friend. Steve has his own business. He's a co-founder and the president of McKee Wallwork Cleveland, which is a full-service advertising agency and who's received a number of awards for their excellent work. He's a business owner, just like you and me. That's what that means. And he's been a columnist for Business Week for a number of years. And his new book is called When Growth Stalls, and we're launching it on the show today. How it happens, why you're stuck, and what to do about it. And folks, this is a man who's been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, just like you and I have, and I can't wait to hear what he has to say. Steve McKee, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Steve, talk to us a little bit about your journey as a business owner. What caused you to become a business owner, to abandon the perceived mythical safety, the elusive safety of corporate employment, which you were for a long time? What made you decide to become a business owner?
You know, it's funny. I didn't really originally set out to be one. I was working in another firm, and over the course of time, grew to become president of the company and wanted to buy it. I wanted to not start my own thing, but just take the next step in corporate business. And that fell through, and I looked at my options, and I actually thought that the least risky option, all things considered, was to go out and start my own thing. Mm-hmm. Because I had gotten used to running the show, and I had a lot of confidence and wanted to do things my way. And so about a dozen years ago, a partner of mine, we set up shop, and it's been an adventure ever since.
And how long did it take you to look in the mirror after you started your business to look in the mirror and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
About a week. you know, one thing I realized, if you think you're somebody, start a business.
Yeah.
And you'll find out real fast that you're nobody. When we kicked off, and I didn't have any contracts, money, credibility, or anything, you really find out who your friends are and who they're not.
I used to say that I wasn't to say that I was undercapitalized would have had to have presumed that I had some capital.
Well, I was VC backed. My venture capitalists were Visa, MasterCard, and American.
Yeah, exactly. that's a good one. Yeah, exactly. Most of us were, and nope. My story very similar. So go ahead, tell us your story.
Well, so we set out in 1997 to launch an advertising agency, and we did just that. And it was a rough go at first. So there were two of us, and we were doing the job of four people, which, of course, is normal also for small business.
Yeah.
But we worked very hard. We worked very long. We put our
How long before you took a paycheck?
We started the company in July, and it was November before we got paid.
Anything.
Which is actually pretty quick, as
that's
I understand
pretty,
it.
That's pretty quick.
Yeah.
A lot of people go longer than that. That's something. The reason I wanted you to say that is because a lot of people think they start a business on Monday and they take a paycheck on Friday. It doesn't work way, does it?
No, and in fact, I was joking about the credit cards, but not really. I had actually accepted all those offers we get in the mail leading up to that time, and I had a stack of credit cards, and I actually ranked them by their interest rate, cash advance level, and all that, and I would just use one at a time and work my way down. I don't recommend that, by the way, but
exactly. So, okay, go ahead.
And so we kicked off in 1997. We started getting paycheck in later that year, towards the end of that year. And then, you know, you put one foot in front of the other. We hired a staff member, and then we hired a second staff member. And our first goal was really to become, you know, your first goal is to survive and get a paycheck. And then once you start doing that, our second goal was to become what I would call a real company. And a real company is a company that actually has a P&L and makes a profit and, you know, and basically operates.
At least the ability to rub two nickels together, right?
That's right. And we were very successful in doing that. After about 5 years, we made the Inc. 500 list of the fastest-growing private companies in America.
Congratulations.
And we were very proud of that. And that's where my adventure with the book begins, because it was right at that point where we stalled.
So wait a minute. Wait a minute. Your business is great. You're growing like crazy. You're getting all these awards and all, and then all of a sudden, your business stopped growing?
All of a sudden, it stopped growing.
Did you get a disease? Your business get a disease or something?
Well, we did get a disease. It's a very common disease. I didn't know about it at the time. But the crazy thing was is when we went to the Inc. 500 conference to get our pats on the back and collect our award, we had seen 2 or 3 months of stalled growth at that point, and I was starting to feel like a fraud, wondering if because, you know, here we are surrounded by 499 other very successful companies.
Who were probably also feeling the way you were feeling.
Probably were. Yeah, they probably were, but nobody would admit it.
Right.
And sure enough, that was the start of a 2-year decline in which we lost 94% of what we had 94% turnover.
Wow.
I don't know if you've ever experienced 94% turnover in about 18 months.
That's shocking.
It's shocking. It was painful. It was awful. And I thought that I had done something really, really wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. You thought it was personal. That's what you write in your book. This was personal.
It was absolutely personal. You can't not deal with it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing a lot of that going on now in companies, as many, many, many companies are struggling in the current environment. You can't separate, as a leader of a small business, you can't separate your personal feelings and pride and professionalism from your corporate.
Yeah, that's
they're,
right.
They're tied together.
The two weave a fine seam between each other, don't they?
They really, really do. But so that's when we went, and we had an idea. We were looking for ideas all over the place, but we had the idea that, well, since we're a member of this club, if you will, the Inc. 500, and this thing has been around for 20 years, there has to be other companies that have struggled like we have. And so we set out.
Let me stop you for a second. Did you figure out what happened?
No, not at that time.
You still didn't know. You hadn't figured out why you completely had a complete turnover of your customers.
The customers were fairly stable. It was our staff that turned over.
Yeah.
No, we hadn't figured out why. In fact, that was the big mystery. The economy was doing okay at the time. We hadn't made any big mistakes. We just couldn't get any more growth going.
Right.
When you start going sideways, this is one of the things I really...
You're either green or growing or ripe and rotten.
That's right, and the people who work for you can smell it if you're starting to rot.
Yeah, yeah.
And they want to, you know, they look out for themselves.
They smell fear, too.
Yeah, they do.
I wonder how much they're smelling these days. Stand by, Steve. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve McKee is our guest. His book is called When Growth Stalls. He and I will be right back. Stay with us.
And people are just too much for me to fail.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out my blog while you're there. And all the other things that are there, the knowledge base. You got 5 seconds or 15 minutes. We got something for you that will help you in all the points in between those two that will help you. You can listen, you can read, whatever you like. We've got something there for you for your small business. Steve McKee is our guest, folks. His book is called When Growth Stalls, and we're talking about it's a brand new book, by the way, folks. Hope you'll check it out. Steve, tell us how they can find it.
Well, you can find it anywhere online, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders.com, and it'll be releasing in all the major bookstores next week, but it's online now.
You go ahead and order it, check it out. What about your own website, Steve?
My website is whengrowthstalls.com, and a great thing about that is we've got a blog going as well, and there's also a self-diagnosis on the site that companies can go to and kind of get a sense of maybe what they're struggling with.
So if you're feeling a little bit about the way Steve's talking about what happened to him, you know, you can go see what you think, because that's what you're here today about, isn't it, Steve? The things that happened to you, in order to find out what happened and how to fix it, that's what gave rise to the book.
That's what gave rise to the book, and that is why I'm here, because I think we've discovered something that's helpful and beneficial to my small business brothers and sisters, and I want to share it with them.
Tell us about it.
Yeah, as I was saying, we being part of the Inc. 500, we thought, well, let's go back, see how many Inc. 500 companies over the last 20 years we can talk to, and which ones, you know, struggled like we did. And we did we screwed up all our courage at that time because we had to invest money that we didn't have in a market research project. We partnered.
That's one of the hardest things to do, isn't it? When you don't know if you're going to make it, but you're still investing in the future.
Yep.
It's a paradox, isn't it?
Again, yeah, we're facing it again today. But you got to spend money on the right things.
Mm-hmm.
So we worked with a terrific firm in Dallas called Decision Analyst, the great people. And we talked to about 400 Inc. 500 companies that had made the list over the past 20 years. And I have to tell you, that's when the lights started to come on. It was very encouraging because about 18% of those companies, which, remember, were at one time fastest-growing private companies in America,
right.
About 18% of them had stalled just like we did.
Wow.
And then about 25 or 30% of them, their growth went flat sometime over the past several years. And so
the first
comforting thing we found is, okay, we're not alone. We're not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Growth stalls for everyone. But then it was the dynamics that we discovered that were consistent among almost every stalled growth company where we just went, aha, we're on it. And it's not our fault, but it is our problem, which I say in the book.
Say that again.
It's not our fault, but it is our problem.
Yep. And that's where we are right now, isn't it, for small businesses? It's not our fault that the economy is in the shape that it's in, but it is our problem. We have to deal with it.
We have to deal with it. One of the healthy things we need to do is be active and not just be a victim of what's going on. We have to all together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if everybody went out on the same day and acted normal, we'd be done with this.
Yeah. It's kind of like I heard a comedian the other day say that he has the answer. You know, he just wants to, whenever he's in a traffic jam, he just wants to tell everybody to go, just go.
if we could
get everybody to just go, we'd be a lot better off, wouldn't we?
We would be a lot better off, but we're working our straight way through the jam, aren't we?
Yeah. So what else did you learn in your research?
Well, we learned there are seven major factors that correlate with stalled growth, and the first three I don't need to spend a lot of time on. Of course, the first one is economic factors. We're all dealing with that right now. That's nothing new.
Right.
Competition is the second factor, and that's nothing new either. And then something we call changing industry dynamics, which is new
mm-hmm.
technology or a new form of competition.
But those things are with us always.
Those things are with us always. They affect every company. Some companies grow through them. Some companies stall. The thing that was so remarkable are these four internal and psychological factors that we lived for 2 years that seem to affect most stalled companies and feed off one another in kind of a vicious cycle. They're like cockroaches that are there
mm-hmm.
that you don't see when the lights are on, but when the lights start to get dim because your growth is stalling, out come the roaches, and they're very destructive.
Go ahead.
The first one is what we call a lack of management consensus, and that sounds kind of funky. But what it is when things are going well, you might have some philosophical disagreements with your management team or your partners, but they're not really that important. But when things start going poorly, long-held assumptions get questioned, and people who get nervous and they start challenging each other's approaches to strategy or where we should spend money, or what we should be doing, or who we should hire, or who we should let go. And those things can tear a company apart, and we experienced our share of them.
And this was with you and your partner?
With me, and at that time I had two partners,
mm-hmm.
and the three of us were all struggling through this in our own way.
Was there acrimony, or was it just couldn't agree on certain things?
It wasn't acrimony because we all liked and respected each other very much, but we had different perspectives on the problem and what we
mm-hmm.
should do to solve it. And so it got...
And because you had three, there was really no single decision maker, was there?
No, and that's the problem. Even if there was, you have to be in agreement, you know, especially in a small concern, or else... The way I put it is, you know, I might be trying to rally the troops at a staff meeting.
Right.
They're not dummies. If dad's saying one thing, they're looking at mom pretty
exactly.
In her face.
Exactly. That's one thing to think about, folks, when you go into a partnership. It's a thought. Going to take a quick break. Steve's going to stay with us. One more segment. Steve McKee, ladies and gentlemen. His book is called When Growth Stalls. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. It's my pleasure, Mr. Humble, Mr. Gracious, at your service. Steve McKee is our guest, a new friend, soon-to-be old friend. He's the author of When Growth Stalls. That's M-C-K-E-E, in case you're Googling him. And, Steve, you got a website for your company, too, right?
I do. It's McKeeWallworkCleveland.com.
And what do we find when we get there?
You'll find... really, our statement to the world, which is, if you're struggling with marketing issues, there is a way to figure out what that's all about and how to address it. But you gotta ask the fundamental questions, and we kind of lay that out in the website. It's a little bit different approach. It's not just a bunch of flashy ads.
Right.
We're really trying to talk to our customers and help them out from the get-go.
That's what you got to do. So, folks, check that out. McKeeWallworthCleveland.com. And the book is Wallwork Cleveland, I think it is. And then the book is the website is WhenGrowthStalls.com.
WhenGrowthStalls.com. Yep.
All right, so check that out, folks. The book is brand spanking new, so I hope you'll give it a chance. Steve, you were talking to us about the four other areas.
Yep.
Lack of management consensus was the last one, and the next one was lack of focus, right?
Yeah, lack of management consensus is the first one, then loss of focus is the second one, and that's one of two things can happen. Either companies are successful and they lose their focus and then they stall, or what's more likely happening today is when the stall happens, you start trying a bunch of stuff, throwing it at the wall to see what sticks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dangerous game to
that's,
do with
that's
your
brand. Called hysteria. When you get
you
like
one,
that.
You're diverting your limited resources at the time when you really can't afford to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Loss of nerve is the third factor, and that's primarily related to investing, whether you're investing in marketing or R&D, or you can cut your way to survival but not to success.
How do you invest, though, if you're wondering how long you're going to make it? That's a tough one for small businesses, isn't it?
You know, it's a very tough one. I just posted a thought on that on my blog. And it's kind of the art of business is you have to conserve your cash as much as possible, but you have to not hoard it. You have to make wise investments in things that are going to grow the business over the midterm and the long term.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at the automakers, and Ford's only going to make it because they accidentally mortgaged all their assets and they have the cash.
Right.
And GM and Chrysler probably won't make it for that reason, but Ford can't be sitting on its heels. They've got to be using that money wisely.
Right.
And, time will tell if they are.
And the fourth one?
Fourth one is inconsistency, which is related to the other three, which is if you're continually changing your message in the marketplace, you're not going to get any traction, especially in this world of fragmentation where people just, if you think about your own consumer behavior, you're not paying attention. There's just too many things coming at you. So companies that tend to get your attention and stand out are consistent over time. And the crazy thing about these factors is they all interrelate, because if you're stalling and you lose management consensus, you're probably going to have some loss of focus.
The focus,
and you're
going
to be unafraid to invest, or afraid to invest. You're going to lose your nerve, and it just feeds itself. And that's what we discovered about our company.
I have a saying that I came up with a few years ago: when it starts going bad, it all goes bad.
Yeah.
That's the thing you got to watch for. It's not like I got a cold, but everything else is okay. It affects everything, doesn't it?
It does, and that's why the first step is to break the cycle. And the good news is, here's the good news about where we are in this economy. That first step can be done by you inside your company. You don't need the government or anybody else to help you with that. You just need to take a good hard look in the mirror. And I'm hoping that the advice I present in the book helps people to actually do that. And by the time you close the book, you have some hope.
Give us an example of what would sound like. I got about a minute left.
Well, the first thing that I always suggest that people do is they close the door to their conference room with their management team, and they look at each other and they admit that they have a lack of consensus, and they start to get to the root of why. Not trying to solve it today, just getting to the root of why. And that's why the assessment on my website can be so helpful, because it can be the tool they use to do that. And I really recommend it's called Self-Diagnosis at WhenGrowthStalls.com. And it gives you a sense of where you stand today as a company. And if each person on your management team takes it, you print it out, you bring it to that meeting, and you say, where are we, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if you can fix that one, then the others can be fixed. You can use that template to fix the others, can't you?
You can, and the flip side is if you don't fix that one, the other ones won't be fixed.
Yeah, exactly. WinGrowStars.com is the website of the book called Win Grow Stars. It's a brand new book by Steve McKee. And Steve, thank you for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you. It was a blast.
We're looking forward to it. Will you come back another day?
You bet. Love to.
You got more to teach us. Steve McKee, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Got to take a quick break. It's just you and me after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.